Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are gonna move. We are gonna answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we haven't talked to him in a while. We get a chance now to visit with the Ranger head coach, Alain Vigneault. The Rangers have been playing much improved lately, and we join the head coach now. Alain, welcome. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Good.
Listen, before we start, though, on behalf of myself and the Rangers, from Jim Dolan down to Barry Watkins, JR, and all the players, I just want to congratulate you on the 30 years. I've only been here for five, but I've listened to you a lot, and it's been a lot of fun.
Thank you, Lena. I'll tell you, the Garden sent me this unbelievable replica of the Garden with this thing about my career on the top of it on the roof. Unbelievable. It's gorgeous. It's on my desk. I did it. It's really beautiful. It was very nice of him to send it to me. So thank you very much.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. And you got the team, playing much better after a shaky start. The team is really playing well.
Yeah, you know, and at the end of the day, and it starts with Henrik Lundqvist. Hank has found his game. Was a little bit tougher last night. A couple of bounces that didn't go his way. But Hank's found his way. And usually when he does, the rest of our group falls into place, from our defensive positioning to structure to our offense. Just feeds off that, and we've been a lot better lately, and we're going to have to continue to improve and get better. It's just such a tough conference and a tough league. You've got to be at your best, and we're a group of players that the guys never quit. It doesn't matter what the score is. We keep working, we keep plugging away. And yesterday we came back from a 3-goal deficit, tied it up, but unfortunately we didn't make the right play at the end there, and then lost the game.
Did the slow start, coach, make you play your goalie more than you probably wanted to early in the season? Did you accelerate his pace a little bit or no?
No, not really, Mike. I think the schedule this year, almost every other day, and sometimes two days in between games, permitted us to play Hank. And now we're coming into a stretch of games here. Starting next week, we got 6 games in 9 nights, and we've got a lot more back to backs coming up. So we're going to need both our goaltenders. Since I've been here, our backup from Cam Talbot to Antti Raanta have been a big part of our success. Their winning percentage has been very high, so we expect the same thing from Pavlik this year. He's got to come up big for us. He's got to get us some points, and he's going to have an opportunity to play more here as we move along.
Who's been the guys who you've been very happy with performance-wise so far this year? I mean, I can see I know what Zuccarello's done. I know Zibanejad and what he's done, but who've been the guys that you've been very happy with so far this year?
Yeah, for us to win in we've won 10 of our last 13 games. It's really about the team. We don't rely on one specific player. Obviously, Hank is a big part of our confidence, but for our forwards and defense, I mean, it's really a team effort. There's not really one guy. We're a four-line team. We roll the lines to play at a high pace and high tempo, and we expect all our defensemen to be part of a solid defensive game and a solid offensive plan. And, we're stronger, I think you say it in English, better with the sum of our parts.
Right.
We're a good team, and we're getting better. We're a hard-working group, and we're going to continue to get better here as the season moves forward.
How's my buddy Kreider doing?
He's doing well. You know, if you want one guy in particular in the last five or six games that has been on top of his game, it's Chris Kreider. He's going to the net as hard as I've seen him go in a long time. His speed is a real threat, both offensively and now Chris is getting more mature, and he understands a little bit more about the game. And defensively, you know, the back pressure that he can put and some of those back checks that he does are phenomenal. And he's really a guy that we're counting on here moving forward. Strong presence, a great character, and we obviously need him and the rest of our group to come up big for us.
We're talking with Elaine Vigneault, the Ranger head coach right now. How about the, you know, you got that, you brought in a big free agent defenseman. How has he fit in? Has he been everything you want?
Yeah, you know, it took Kevin, obviously a little bit of time. He had been with St. Louis for, I think it was 7 years, and a little bit with Washington. But I can say now that, you know, he's really used to the environment, the culture that we have here. He's playing extremely well, both offensively and defensively. You know, it's normal when a player has been a long time with an organization to take a little bit of time to get used to the new surroundings. And I do think on top of that, Kevin was putting a lot of pressure. He was coming back home. He wanted to play here in front of friends and families. He wanted to play for the Rangers. Put a lot on himself, a lot of pressure for him to play well and for the team to win. And, you know, once he got used to it, he's been everything we expected for. He's a very good puck-moving defenseman, excellent power play quarterback, and he's playing real well and got us on the right track here.
And McDonough's still banged up, right? He's been, right?
Yeah, I expect Ryan, though, to be back here, you know, within the next couple of days here. He's been on the ice. He's feeling much better. We basically shut him down there for 4 or 5 days, and he's been in rehab and been skated again today on his own, and we'll practice with the team, and we'll see how he responds tomorrow.
And you talked about it. It is really competitive. You talk about, you know, sorting the teams out. It is really competitive. Making the playoffs isn't easy. You know, really is. It's amazingly deep and competitive. It really
is. This is how close I've seen it. Then this is my 12th consecutive year, and I've never seen it this close. I've never seen the balance of the league from top to bottom here. It's you know, you have to be on top of your game
every game, right?
And
yeah.
And if there's one aspect of a game, let's say one game, it's your power play or your penalty killing, or whether it be goaltending or whatever, then you're going to have a real challenge to win that game. It's close. I think it's great for the fans. It's great for the players. You have to prepare yourself. It's great for coaches and management. I mean, you've got to make sure that you're doing everything you can to make sure that your players are in the right frame of mind to execute and compete on the ice. So it's been fun, and the three New York teams, from the Islanders to the Devils to ourselves, three competitive teams, so it's great for the New York region.
And, you know, I guess, is Toronto as good as everyone's advertised? I know they've talked about, everyone's been talking up Toronto this year. Are they as good as everyone makes them out to be?
I mean, they're great. Them and Tampa right now in our conference are leading the league, and both offensively gifted. Both have been getting some real outstanding goaltending. You know, and you could go down the line. There's some outstanding teams this year in our conference, and it makes it for a very competitive league.
We're talking with Elaine Vigneault, and, you know, I look on the notes, 11th on the power play, 15th penalty kill. Are you content where you are right now with both? I mean, if you would tweak it, which would you be more, which are you happier with of the two?
I think both we'd like to be in the top 10, and our power play was you know, in the top 5 for quite some time. It slipped a little bit percentage-wise. Our penalty killing, after having a little shaky start here, we've been much better lately, and penalty killing obviously starts with you know, getting right saves at the right time there, and Hank has been certainly doing that for us. So, I mean, all areas of our game, from power play to penalty killing to our 5-on-5 defensive to our offense, our expectations are to get into the playoffs. And to do that, we're going to have to continue to improve, because the league just improves.
Is this team any different than your last couple of teams? Has it morphed into a different kind of team, or is it pretty much the same style you've played the last couple of years?
No, as far as the style of play, like, we like to play high tempo, you know, real solid at both ends. ends of the rink. But this team is different. I would say with the addition of Kevin Shattenkirk on the fence, Brady Shea and Ryan McDonough, who are two defensemen that are good at joining the rush and leading the rush. I would say that when other teams play against us, they're aware of our D's jumping up in the attack and being a big part of our offense, which for us is a big bonus. Anytime in today's game where you have your defensemen being such a strong part of your overall game, it makes it very challenging for the opposition.
Talking with Lane Vigneault, it seems like yesterday when you came here, you've been here a while now. You know that? I mean, I can remember the day you came, and it does seem like just the other day. But you know what? I'm talking to Messier later. 94 seems like the other day. So, yeah. I mean, it goes so fast. I mean, you've been here a long time now.
Yeah, well, it's 5 years. And for me, like you said, it's just like I just started yesterday. This is a great city. It's an original six. It's an unbelievable fan base, not just in New York, but Mike, when we go on the road, the Ranger cult is just unreal. There's a lot of buildings that we go in the States where a lot of times we play, there are more Ranger fans than there are from the home team. It's just an unbelievable surrounding that we have that follow us here at home and on the road, and it's just a joy to be the head coach of this team, and I'd really want this job to continue for a long time.
You know, I've said this many times, we talk about all the different teams here. The Ranger fans, and I've always said this about the Giant football fans too, are the most loyal fans. The other teams, if they win, good. If they don't, but the Ranger fans will be there thick or thin. They'll be there win or lose. Doesn't make any difference. They are incredibly loyal fans.
That is so true. And I've been fortunate. I've coached another original six team in the Montreal Canadiens and another Canadian team with the Vancouver Canucks. And they had a tremendous fan base too, and on the road also. But I got to tell you, nothing compares to the Rangers. Any American city that we go to, and even the original cities in Canada, it's unbelievable that the support that we have from the fans and the cheers that we have coming from the stands. It's just it's a great motivation for the players to know that they've got the support. And I believe one of the reasons why we've been into so many games this year where we've trailed and come back is just a great support that we're getting from our fans.
And 5 years in, you feel like a New Yorker now, or what? You feel like one of the guys in New York City? I know
totally,
you know your way around.
Totally
now, right?
A New Yorker now. Like when the Yankees were in it this year, I was 100% behind the Yankees. When the Mets were in it a couple years ago, I was with the Mets. big Giants fan and Jet fans, even though they might be going through a little bit more challenging times. Still follow them and real proud to support all the Ranger teams, except obviously for the Islanders and the Devils.
So you feel pretty, after a slow, were you worried about your team early this year? I mean, recent years you've gotten off to good starts. This year was a tough start.
Yeah, it was, but there's always positive to be taken out of all situations. We did have a rough start, but it's funny, but when you go through one of those, it's like for a head coach and a coaching staff, you really get your players' attention. And I remember 2 years ago we started 16-2-2 and we weren't really playing that well. It was all Hank. Well, this year we were playing a lot better than our record indicated, but we really had our players' attention and we were able to work on a lot of elements on our game and improve. And I really believe that down the road that's going to be beneficial for us.
Well, listen, I'll see you, from time to time at the Garden. I'll come visit. You've always been a gentleman. You've been great since you've been here. I appreciate you, and good luck this year. Have a good
appreciate
and
it,
thanks
Mike.
For coming
Best
on,
luck
Coach.
You too. Thank you very much.
Elaine Vigneault, wonderful guy. I mean, really a really great guy. A very easy guy to root for, and he's done a good job here with the Rangers, who have bounced back. They got off to a very shaky start, but they have bounced back. They had 8 wins in a row at home before last night, so they played very, very well after a very tough start in what is an incredibly tough division. I mean, it's just incredible how tight things are. But, that's the way it goes. You got to fight your way into the playoffs. All right, we got a lot more to do today, including Messier, who you might have heard of with the Rangers. So we'll go back and have a little fun reliving the glory days with him. Andy Pettit also, for the same reason. We're doing that every day, bringing back the guys who have been the great champions and been the great performers over the last 30 years. Today's Pettit and Messier. And, you know, the last couple of days has belonged to another one, and that, of course, is Eli Manning, who has graced the show a million times, including this past Monday. More to come in the days to come. Donnie Baseball on Friday, A-Rod next Wednesday, Jeter next week, a lot more to come. So, and some basketball guys, too, and some and Coughlin, David Stern. I mean, there's a lot more coming, so stay with us.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.